Ladies and gentlemen, it is with some reservation and a bit of mirth I'd like to welcome back Event Horizon.
But those categories are basically bronies who think the show can do no wrong, and bronies who recognize that Friendship is Magic has gotten really stupid in past seasons and aren't so hype about love and tolerance anymore. Argue with me on that if you must, but there's definitely an inherent divide between bronies that can be described with words as cringy and autistic, dare I say, and bronies that don't really know why they're bronies anymore. Sethisto is one of the former. Now, he may literally have some mental disorders that I don't know about, which I'm going to be completely honest, I wouldn't be in the least bit surprised to hear. And upon hearing this, you may start widening your eyes a little bit and going completely silent, but it's not really that hard to believe when he has no idea how people feel about him, despite being in the spotlight of his own stage most of the time. Plus, come on, who doesn't have a mental disorder that's getting in the way of their ability to function like a normal human being? See, it's these kinds of traits that make people get frustrated, because considering you yourself have admitted that people tend to be dissatisfied by the way EQD handles things, it's nothing short of baffling that you're completely unaware of when it happens.
Now, I want to give Event some leeway because who the fuck am I to tell someone they've gone too far? I mean, it's not as if I made a series about that. The tone is hostile, dismissive, potentially dangerous, subversive, and unfortunately, the crime that this person is most punishable by death for, he's asking you to think. He's not doing it politely, this is very much kick in the door and slap a horse style. Again, not that I've ever done that sort of thing. Bullshit. Now, I've had people tell me, you know, if this guy catches on, I bet he doubles back and disembowels you. You gotta know that, right? I do, and God help me if I keel over and die when it happens. I don't think fans, or quite frankly your average YouTuber, is gonna take the time to put the real thought into what's coming out of Event's mouth. Sadly, Event is also not interested in aligning himself with my side of things. So here's the deal. You keep pumping out drama, I'll keep holding up my pom-poms and cheering you on. I have enough interest in the content creator to want to see where he's going with this. And you should too. Heil drama. Dear Lightning Sword and my fans in general, I'm glad that we've come to a mutual understanding to move forward in different directions. As head of Limbo, I'd like to wish you the best in whatever direction you take from here. I may be alone in that goodwill from this general direction, but in general it warms my heart to know your time on How Not to Brony has generally been goofy and lighthearted. There were laughs and some good times, and since we stopped where we did, it's on the up and up. I may use one of your videos as a leaping off point to discuss Starlight Glimmer in the hopes of a healthy general discussion as I'm a fan of that character. I will do my utmost to keep it civil. Dear Geeky Steven, despite cutting my ties with you, as you've been known to be an insufferable knob, in fact, that's what I'm going to call this, weekend knob, just a tip. I've grown tired to listen to you whine. I didn't even care that you were spying for Sheldon, he's normally too much of a lazy asshole to do anything with that. You had an overinflated sense of worth and precious little desire to continue to strive to maintain and growing as a content creator. Before my eyes, in a month's time, you had to become that guy who did that one really good video. So yes, you became Pass Analysis on steroids. You did one good thing and intended to live off that for the rest of your time in the fandom. You're the brony version of Not a Poker Chip Napsy. Speaking of Napsy, I do owe you a podcast in the discussion of anime. You've turned to me and said that you wanted the damn thing to be about music. My show typically isn't about music, and the one guest who had a wealth of knowledge on that topic, you somehow managed to piss off, continually and alienating damn near everyone around you. Like, literally, I'm the only person in that room who on some level wants to hang out with you, and the last time we talked, you treated me like an MRA, like I was the burning donut. You know, Lily Pete talks about how there are no SJWs, only assholes. You are Lily Pete's poster child for being right. I know no one who agrees with you. You're just some asshole with an abnormal, edgy theories on social interactions that tries to make dealing with him as difficult as humanly fucking possible. I do not care about the Deer Hunter. If you guys in the comment section would like to come on for Napsy, Not a Poker Chips, King of Limbo, I have 3 spots open. I'm fairly sure no one I'm friends with will work with the guy. Good day. Okay, I was asked, I repeat again, asked from Voice of Reason to talk about this piece. I hold Voice in high regard, and on a respect level of those people in the fandom, he is the Mecca, the mountaintop. He is the man. I, however, am confused about the request for this venue specifically. Yes, he did ask, and I'm going to be honest and critical. So one more time, Voice of Reason is a friend. Got that? A friend of this channel's, and I expect you all to behave if you float over there. I'm going to forego using some of the footage because of the background noise in the do's and don'ts of MLP reviewing. You referred to the Roundtable as Magic as a recap, and you might consider this a nitpick, but calling a content creator in the analysis and review circle a recapper is like calling someone the N-word. Here, go pause this video and go to British Ninja's channel. Call him a lazy-ass recapper in the comments. See what happens. If you're cool with Toon Critic and Roundtable is Magic, I would probably not call it a recap show, just because the term has such a negative connotation to it. If you went into the Secret Rift and said, "Hey guys, I'm a recapper," people would start screaming at the mods for us letting you in. As for the official retirement from Brony at the end of the next MLP movie, the good one I'm assuming, I want to thank you for your time. Our world has indeed been enriched by the man who not only made Robin 0928 more watchable, he made me watchable, which is no small minor miracle. He's never been an elitist in person. I feel some people really misunderstand the character from the human being. Back on the topic of do's and don'ts, it's obviously a live product, which means it lacks a lot of the polish that could have been put into a recording, even with a slideshow going by to accompany it. As for feedback on the show, with some of your pointers being expression of opinion, fun, don't do it for the fame, or don't cause drama, well, I might have known this would have been a trap. Keep in mind, after announcing your retirement, you have your audience engaged. It's now time for you to be prolific. Now, even as a guy who loves the basics, which is why I'm a fan of Watchful Ponies, and I don't mean that as a dig, you have the spotlight of a lifetime, or at least you could have made this as big as, or as little as you wanted. There's a time and place for everything, and with you winding down, this was the time to go deeper. Just give this a listen.
Prevented my own free will to be who I'm supposed to be, or what I choose to be. These are the many factors that float in my head 24/7. Emotions are a beauty that solidifies expressions without words, but ultimately it can come at a heavy price, such as this. And to this day, it's still taking its toll.
This feels almost like a farewell, like I'm only ever going to do this once. It's a special moment. It's a major occasion. From do's and don'ts of MLP reviewing, and again, I don't apologize for being brutally honest, most things said in this video feel like they were things that you could have figured out when you were a novice. I don't know if this is you over-adhering to don't cause drama, maybe you're overcompensating and trying to be more middle of the road, but when you shoot for the middle, you'll only ever be average. I think you're capable of more, and that's why I agreed to do this. I mean, again, with these bullet points, take notes, scripting, do a read-through before recording, save ad-libbing for vlogs and podcasting, this is the most basic of advice. Ironically enough, I couldn't read the screen where you were talking about audio. Seeing as how the light was off, it would have been so much easier for you to grab a single written page for this later. Then it would have taken as little as 5 minutes, maybe even more if you wanted the points to pop up one after another at the right times in your video. So my thoughts on do's and don'ts of reviewing MLP, and this is just me, I don't speak for everyone, this is my inner showman, my inner promoter. To use an example found in wrestling, imagine if you announced your retirement and your next match was, I don't know, Kennel in a Cell. I'm really, really, really sorry. I'm not laughing or yucking it up. There was a moment when you had some life in your voice, but you mostly sound tired in this presentation. Like, even with the basic points like these, with the right motivation, a full cup of coffee, I think Ty and Dago would have murdered everything that you said here. I understand that you don't have a lot of these left in you, and I shouldn't be so keenly aware of that with every word that you say. That said, Godspeed, Voice of Reason. Godspeed.
Hello everyone, my name is Lily, and welcome to a mid-month roundup, sort of.
I still miss 3 a.m. rambles.
YouTube's new ad-friendly guidelines. And I said that I was pretty much not concerned about it, and I made a reference to neo-reactionaries and drama channels and whatnot. People crying censorship, etc., etc., etc. The reason why I don't think it's much of an issue is because these ad-friendly guidelines have been in place for actually a very long time.
And I've talked to a 10k-plus sub-channel that I'm on hot-to-cold terms with, who's a fairly strong shitlord. For whatever reason, from what I hear, it's hitting mostly 100k and up sub-channels, which makes me wonder if it's automated.
They've let their ad-friendly guidelines fall by the wayside, and now they're bringing them back. The people who talk about how it's just creating sanitized content are clearly lying. That's what they're doing. They're lying. They're just complete liars, or they didn't bother reading the thing. They just saw ad-friendly guidelines, read a few examples, and were just like, well, that's it, YouTube's dead, censorship. Especially...
Okay, Boogie0928 is not some horrible monster. There have been some people hit beyond the usual pain in the asses on YouTube. And beyond that, some of those pain in the asses are doing just fine. If YouTube ran a tight shift, Keemstar would not be on YouTube. That's not pro or anti Keemstar, that's understanding the rules of YouTube. I'm going to assume we all know an example or two on what I'm talking about, and I normally wouldn't nickel and dime your every point, but I heard about what you're going to do down the line in this video, so I figured I might as well get a full quiver of arrows before we get there.
You can contest it, and then a real person has to look at it. When we're talking community guidelines, not copyright, bots cover all the copyright. When we're talking community guidelines, a real person eventually has to look at it.
See, nothing to argue about here. There have been some stories of people kicking up enough of a stink after two or three appeals and finally getting the go-ahead and getting their content remonetized. One had to suspect how hard-working those guideline workers are. The real issue isn't we, the YouTube content creators, won't find a workaround. We usually tend to. People are bitching because we have a new hoop to jump through. After we've all gotten cozy. So long story short, summing up the whole YouTube thing in a word, lazy. However, if you had empathy, one might understand that it's frustrating for content creators to keep having to learn and adapt.
When it comes to content ID, I will eventually win a dispute, and the fact that now the money goes back to me when it's done, when the dispute's over, yeah, that puts my mind at ease.
And in the passing time, this new issue will become second nature, just in time for YouTube to change the rules again. Come on, you're playing a Blizzard game right now. It's like your favorite build is getting nerfed just after you've finished building it. Right or wrong, people are gonna bitch. Okay, I honestly don't know the guy in the bottom middle. I was really proud of having the cleanest shaven face until I saw Leafy over here beat everyone else. Your ego is the stuff of legend to put me in this rogues gallery. As insulted as I am for being put side by side with Leafy, I'm assuming that's who this is, part of me wants this on a t-shirt. I stopped this part of the video and screen capped it and sent it to everyone I know. Like literally everyone I could.
This is both a big and small problem. There's big channels who do this and try and ruin people's lives, and there's small channels who do this to try and ruin the lives of people who are smaller than them. Do I think that this is going to fix that problem? Well, no. No, I don't think it'll fix that problem. Because those people will eventually just migrate to Patreon.
My Google AdSense is doing fine, and what I mean by fine is nothing's changed. Not that I'm making a killing, but nothing's changed. Brony drama is not a dangerous tag, according to YouTube sponsors, apparently. I've been on Patreon since I knew who you were. Sargon has been on Patreon since forever.
There just wouldn't be bullies anywhere. Bullies thrive on, they thrive on two things. They thrive on attention and feeling superior to another person. It's why there is always such a pushback whenever... It's why someone can be, like, harassing you endlessly, and nobody says a fucking word.
Okay, Lily. I'm not better than you. A-chan literally makes fun of me every fucking day for defending you. I guess under your definition, I'm not a bully.
Fight back? Suddenly you're the asshole. I've gotten this a lot. I've had people come and harassing me all the fucking time. I had one hate-mongering little fuck do it on a stream. I was doing a stream a couple of days ago, and some hate-mongering little fuck came in, insisting that all of my viewers start calling me Jerry instead of Lily. And we banned him from the stream, and suddenly the chat exploded with, oh my god, you're so rude. Why would you do that, Lily? Why would you ban someone? Why would you censor someone?
I would like to apologize for Vita's behavior. He's an asshole. Don't feel special. He literally does this to everyone, friends and foes alike. It's just like how he says hi. He's a moron.
Full well that when you're dealing with an audience of complete morons, as long as you sound reasonable, people will think you're reasonable regardless of what you're saying.
I can't help but feel you were talking about me. Like, seriously, I'm writing this up and I'm not watching ahead. I'm not cheating. I feel a segue coming.
Sargon of Akkad has one of the thickest faux British accents imaginable. Surprisingly enough, he's actually British, but he thickens his accent directly because there's a sentiment that goes around among Americans that everything sounds smarter in British.
I stand corrected, but you are the person who mimicked Jim Sterling. Do you know what a pretentious cock girl is? It's someone who thinks they're too good to suck a dick and do it anyways. I have no idea why I brought that up right now.
a niveling little worm again, FNGR has a vocal range and a vocal tone and a line delivery that sounds really reasonable, even when he's just blathering on about this person was mean in a comment once. I'm gonna go and hire someone to read out the comment in a screaming voice.
Fuck you, I think is the... Yeah, that's the right phrase. Fuck you.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, that's the right phrase. Fuck you! I'm so triggered! I hate white ponies! Red and black ones make me feel suppressed! I'm taking my glass of feminists and going home!
That was on the house, Lee. That VA hates your guts. She can't stand you. Again, that person was... This person here is Lightning Bliss, a good friend of Limbo and the Secret Rift. We take good care of our own. And yeah, Astro Boy's girlfriend, aka Molly, fucking despises you. Lily, I don't know if it's because of Tumblr or the fact that you use Dr. Wolf as your role-play surrogate father, which is why you trust that jackass, and partially explains why you're so fucked up. Oh yes, Lily Pete uses Dr. Wolf for real-life advice, unironically. Welp, you've caught me, Lily. You've totally busted me out on the comically, obviously over-the-top part of the video. That wasn't supposed to be taken seriously. You've done it. I might have gotten away with it, but you were really just that much sharper than me. Oh, why do I even try? I got this from a fairly good source, someone who's friends with Lightning Bliss, imagine that. La-di-da! It's almost like friendship really is fucking magic. And for the record, since you said you hated Dr. Wolf, you used to shoot me the stink eye when I was fucking with him, when we were cool for 2 weeks. Now don't think I forgot. If you hate a moment with Dr. Wolf, cheers. Another fine reason why I'm proud to plug your channel.
It's extremely easy to make the most undignified, uncouth, deplorable rhetoric sound absolutely delightful if you say it in the right voice.
Well, I like your voice. Why can't we keep it? You'd be a good Professor Snape. That's the guy from Potter, right? I think you could even bring off the look. Oh, tell me about it. I die a little inside every time I hear that one.
You guys have probably noticed that way back in January, I had a resolution to sort of present a much better form for my work, for my content. Just basically, you know, present myself a lot better. That has overwhelmingly been a failure. I have overall gotten more snippy, gotten more, I want to bludgeon whoever thought of this term. I've been throwing more shade.
Please do go on. For the record, I miss your Rooster Teeth in a Minute videos. Those were the only reason I knew fuck all about that series.
As some idiot in my YouTube comments put it, I have been angrier. I have been, less patient with things that I would always previously found annoying. I have been lashing out at more people in comment sections and whatnot. I'll be honest, before I sat down to record this, I debated whether or not I should talk about this for like a good half an hour, because I talked about this on Tumblr once, and within 30 seconds, somebody accused me of lying.
Oh, you're lying. You're just making excuses. So,
fine. I guess I'm going to share it. It's a little personal. Let's go. In my teenage years, I was diagnosed with clinical depression, and I have been on and off treatment for a very long time. It's been coming and going and coming and going and coming and going, and I have been in and out of psychiatrists for a very long time. I'm currently on the waiting list for a new therapist to talk about this and another issue, which is dysphoria.
I do not possess a medical degree. I understand Digi suffers from depression and takes medication for it, as well as my good friend Aeon of Dreams. There are people in the fandom who can help suggest things that you can request from your physician to make life smoother. I, however, have nothing to add. I will include a link to Aeon of Dreams' channel. He has always offered me sage advice, and I would encourage you to seek him out. In addition, I have nothing to add on the ERT treatments. There are many people at my advanced age who seek out TRT. Whether either of those are necessary is not my place to say. I will trust you made an educated and balanced decision between physicians and loved ones. That was an amazing minefield I just got through. How did I do? Oh, and for the record, I like your broadcast voice.
I've been drinking a shitload of caffeine. I drink coffee more than I drink water.
Now this I have a fat amount of experience in. Now, I don't drink exactly coffee, but Monster Energy drinks, Mountain Dew, 5-Hour Energy, a series of B12 nonsense mixes of all sizes and shapes are good friends of mine. I myself have gone in for acid reflux disease back when I used to take Stacker 2 when ephedra was still legal and diet drugs actually fucking worked. I got my big ass down to 180 pounds a lifetime ago. While taking this stuff, I was supposed to cut out caffeine out of my diet. Now, take a guess if I read the fucking instructions. Long story short, I'm fine, but yeah, I understand the perils of being a little too cool with caffeine.
Basically, it's caffeine abuse is what it is. I've been abusing caffeine. Now, caffeine itself has already comes with its own problems. It fucks with your heart rate, it fucks with your blood pressure, and it dehydrates you. But because caffeine is a stimulant, it can directly work to counteract the issues of things like depression or dysphoria temporarily.
Have you ever considered having a little bit of snake bite in your coffee? If stimulants are running you ragged, the easiest answer would be to go in the opposite direction. I mean, all things in moderation.
Reach over and throttle you. That's what causes most people to behave themselves, or at least conduct themselves appropriately in real life. Because if you cross the wrong person, they'll beat the shit out of you. When you work through the internet, that doesn't happen. So what ends up happening is you get an avalanche of unhinged abusive crackpots trying to tear you down because you say things they don't like. I've talked about it before. FNGR is one of the those sleaze bags. We've had small issues come in. It's a constant thing for me.
So let me set the table. If I suggested you might be misleading, you'd throttle me. Bravo, Lily. I've sat in call with you. You terrified the fuck out of me before we did the first podcast. I'm not looking to get in a fist fight with you. But of the many brony analysts out there, I'd be more than worried about getting into a row of fisticuffs with Dr. Wolf than say you.
Immediately, I'll have multiple fucking response videos coming up from people who, from inarticulate fucks who misgender me, throw buzzwords like S-Jew at me.
One more time, Lily. I too have a cow thread on 8chan, Lily. I'm using the right pronouns. I'm giving the devil her due. Basically, what it boils down to is you don't want to be corrected. You're as temperamental as Digi's editor to the Devu. Except you're not a total piece of shit. Look, I appreciate your stance. I'm gonna say it again. Lily Pete makes amazing work. If Dr. Wolf died tomorrow, I wouldn't care. If you cut your finger and couldn't write a script, the brony fandom would be a smaller place for it. I'm not Sargon of Akkad, because I can perceive that there is something bigger than me in the universe. That's God. If you're gonna hate on me, Lily, at least do it for the right reasons, for fuck's sake. You know what I'm taking away from this? You think a moment with Dr. Wolf is garbage. Cheers! In the meantime, I assure you, you're not the last or the first brony to have depression or otherwise. You want the moral high ground? Go to Tom, pull your head out of your ass, and admit you defended a complete asshole. Cause I'll tell you this, Tom's people didn't ditch you. How about yours? Oh, one more thing. I made it only about 16 minutes into this video, and I had to be told from a peer who showed me the private communication I sent to Lizzie, which is against YouTube's terms of service. Miss I play by YouTube's rules, I actively thought one of your emails got hacked. So, I would like to explain. I don't have to say, you've been especially nutty lately. You've covered it all. I'm gonna leave that be. I had not a poker chip napsy from the anime community grill me about that letter, to which you can find on Lily's channel. Napsy made the remark of NGR, you could have contacted Lily direct, you could have found a way. Do you know how I would contact Dr. Wolf? I can PM him on Skype. That's right, the giant social predator that FNGR is has Dr. Wolf on Skype. I've had him there for 2 years. I never say anything to him, and he never says anything to me. I PM'd him once about Kinchi, and I'm confident that she opened her own doors, so that's that. Do you know how I contact Josh Scorcher? I send him a note on DA, and if it's reasonable or urgent, he sometimes gets back to me, eventually. For all of Josh's faults, he's a very busy man. I get that. And I don't act like a dumbass about it. Lily, your answer about Lightning Bliss boiled down to, it's a meme! It's the same lazy-ass answer Vita makes when he gets caught telling someone to kill themselves, and it's equal levels of bullshit. This isn't a knock on Goldie, but Keyframe is more chummy than Golden Fox is. For whatever reason, people seem to believe Kichi is nicer than me. It's not true. So when I sent Lizzie an email, it's not as if we hadn't talked before. I'm well-versed in what is and isn't socially acceptable. Lily, if I fucked up with you because you tried to get me blackballed from the analysis community, and you telling Lightning Bliss to fuck off, or your behavior with Tom, you can eat a fat dick. You can eat a bag of fat dicks. You're not being attacked. I don't hate gays, lesbians, or trans. But since you seem to be under this common misconception on how I feel, let's go to 8chan. This one's from Corplent Brony. I mean, there's the guy from the Brony Analysis Committee who works at Horse News. And I didn't try, I totally fucking did. This is some asshole bitching me about my grammar and then me kicking him out. This is someone comparing me to Purple Tinker, the founder of BronyCon. Truly terrifying shit, Lily. As you can see, I've walked a mile in your shoes now. And I gotta tell you, you're a fucking badass. I don't know how you do it. All that whining. Have you forgiven me yet? Did I do a science? Dear Achan, I know you guys don't belong here or anywhere the light touches. We have to keep the water from touching you guys, or you multiply. This is a clip from Purple Tinker's podcast from the Pony Fuckcast. I know you guys like to champion people like Corpulent and Sheldon, because they're so much more better than me, but here they are, showing respect to Purple Tinker. You know that person that you look down on? The same person that many, many people in the Brony fandom looked up to? You don't have a horse in this fight. Nobody gives a fuck about you. Feel free to respin that, but here's a clip. Do enjoy and have a nice day.
They're not going to go bolting for the exits at the first sign of trouble. And sometimes you're going to have to lose friends over that. And that's can be deeply painful. But in the end, you learn who your real friends are. And, you know, don't burn bridges if you don't have to. But if someone's not being a positive influence on your life, sometimes you just have to walk away.
Friendship is magic.
Friendship is magic. And a lot of people forget that. And that's what the show's all about. And I think that it's really important that at the end of the day, we remember we're all in a fandom about a show that's literally about friendship. And, you know, that's supposed to be the bedrock of the community.
Guys, love yourselves. Don't think you're not important because you are. And you got to believe it.
And be excellent to each other.
Be excellent.
You have the right. You have the right to believe it.
Yeah. And you know, there's a lot of there's a lot of depression in this fandom. I'd say probably.
Oh, it's far more. It's everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely, it's everywhere, and it leads people to do terrible things. Because when you hate yourself, it's hard to love anyone. And you know, the first lesson is, if you can't love yourself, at least learn to like yourself. At least learn to be comfortable with your life in general, and do what you need to do. To find that comfort zone. And it's going to differ from person to person. You know, obviously it's tough, you know, for people who are trans like me. You got to find that balance where you're happy enough with yourself to live your own life and not constantly be miserable. But it's the same way with a lot of other things. It's the same way with garden variety chronic depression. It's the same thing with suicidality, with people who are upset about their body image, if they're too skinny, if they're too fat, if they don't like how they look, if they don't like where they live. And you have to find that place of equilibrium where you're in enough balance that you're not constantly hurting, and do what's necessary to reach that point.